All right, so let's see. I mean, hey, let's face it. People are going to continue to age. And I'm just thinking, man, if they are able to significantly reduce the incidence of cancer, cardiovascular disease, dementia, type 2 diabetes, think about the positive impact that that will have not only on a number of individuals, but also on their families. Because remember now, when you have an individual who is being affected by type 2 diabetes, their loved ones are being affected by what they're dealing with too. When you have an individual who has cardiovascular disease, their loved ones are being impacted by that too. You know, they have to go into the hospital and or to the clinic and have some kind of procedure done, and then they have to really watch how they handle their bodies with regards to diet, etc. There may be some concerns that that individual may not have had to deal with previously. But guess what? Those same concerns become concerns now for the family members, especially if they're married, the spouse, who also previously would not have had those concerns. So, man, if imagine if we're doing everything we need to do to keep ourselves healthy, everything that we can do. We're eating healthy. We're exercising routinely. We're most of the time getting our proper rest. And then for people who may have, you know, an extra challenge because of heredity. Metformin to the rescue. Because remember now, one of the things that these experts, that these scientists are looking into is the possibility, the possible use of metformin and being used as taken like a multivitamin because of its safeness and its effectiveness. Taken like a multivitamin. You know, with multivitamins, we don't necessarily wait until something has gone wrong to start taking multivitamins. That's something that's recommended, period. And they want to look at recommending metformin, period. And my guess is if anyone has a history, a family history of cardiovascular disease, they probably want that metformin on board, just like the multivitamin. If there's a family history of cancer or family history of type 2 diabetes, you name it. You know, not you name it, but those four that we looked into. They might want, the doctor might want to say, hey, look, this is a very, very safe, effective drug. The FDA has approved it for all of these uses. These are some of the most common age-related illnesses, including dementia. And I'd like for you to start on this. Let's see. We'll see where this goes. In the meantime, let's take a look at this other topic I wanted us to talk through, think through. You know, we've been informed very wisely, very helpfully for some years now about the struggle that antibiotics are having. Antibiotics have done our bodies so much good for so long, fighting this kind of illness and that kind of illness. But then we began to be informed that certain activities were taking place that were lessening the effectiveness of antibiotics. Now, sum up for me what we have heard as being some of the contributing factors to the lessening effectiveness, the diminishing effectiveness of antibiotics in treating various illnesses. There you go. A lot of antibiotics being given to the animals that we eat, and of course to help them stay healthier. But as we ingest the animals, we also ingest the antibiotics that they were given. Here's the problem, and this is what the experts have been telling us for some time. Whenever we ingest antibiotics, whether directly or indirectly, in other words, directly, here's a pill that is an antibiotic. Take this pill for 10 days to treat this illness or that illness. We're taking the antibiotic directly. Indirectly, the antibiotic was given to the cattle, which became the ground beef or the ground turkey, whatever it is, that we later eat. And because the antibiotic had become part of that animal's system, when we eat the animal, indirectly, we also ingest the antibiotics that were in the animal and that are still in the animal when we eat it, even though we have cooked it. So what's happening is very often we are ingesting antibiotics when we don't need them. In other words, when the body is not trying to fight any kind of illness because there's no illness there. And so the antibiotic is being introduced into the body. It's designed to be introduced into the body when it's fighting, helping the body fight a battle against some kind of illness. We put it in there, and then we reduce its ability to fight illness when the illness does show up. Another reason that the antibiotics don't work as well as they should, as well as they used to, is because humans have a habit of being hard-headed. And the doctor says, take this antibiotic, whatever kind it is, take it for 10 days. You're going to start to feel better after 2 or 3 days, but take the whole prescription. Take it the full 10 days so that you completely knock this illness out. And hard-headed people say, hey, forget that. I've been taking it for 3 days and I feel fine now. I'm not taking the rest of that. And as a result, instead of completely knocking out, wiping out the illness, they knock it down, they knock it out. Instead of wiping it out, they just knock it out. And they allow the remaining illness to come back, figure out what the antibiotic did to it, and then the illness makes adjustments. The cells that make up the illness make adjustments so that the next time that antibiotic comes at them, they know how to deal with the antibiotic and they knock it out. Because the antibiotic was not allowed to wipe the illness out. When that antibiotic shows up coming against that illness again, the illness knocks the antibiotic out. And you might say it's even wiping it out, rendering it completely incapable of helping us anymore. That's part of the problem. So we have these various reasons that antibiotics have not been able to help us the way they once could. And as a result, for these various reasons, antibiotics have been taking a beating. I mean, they have been taking a beating for some years now. Fortunately, there are quite a few of them that are still doing us some good. But, man, we're walking a thin line here. Fortunately, there are some experts who have been discovering some ways of giving the antibiotics an extra boost, helping the antibiotics fight back and get back on top of their game. I'll let you know what they have been discovering that can really be in our favor. And I hope that we won't blow it again. Back in just a few.